Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 36 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for April 5th is, what does your life look like when you act based on fear, expectations, and circumstances? What does your life look like when you act based on faith and love? Everyone will have feelings based on fear and outside conditions at some point, but you can always let those feelings go and choose not to act on them. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Explain your position. And today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. In our introduction to enjoying the journey, which you can check out in episode 12 of this podcast, we talk about our definition of enjoying the journey and that life is a journey, not a destination. And while we're searching for our ultimate meaning, we must relish every moment, so we don't allow the drive for results to rob us of the human experience. So how do the drive for results have anything to do with fear, expectations, and circumstances? When we talk about results, we're talking about any form of thinking our life has to be a certain way. We have to have a certain job. We have to win a certain amount of games. We have to have a certain number or a certain type of friends. The students we teach have to learn a certain amount of material by a certain time. And that's all based in fear. And it stems from our need to compare ourselves to others and think that we need to achieve a certain amount in order to gain a certain status in the world. So shouldn't we have expectations? Don't we need to have high standards to hold people to? I love sport, and probably like a lot of you, I love a good underdog story. We love to see the little guy win when no one expects him to. Wait, what did I just say? Win when no one expects them to? Of course, it happens all the time. A team that no one thinks has a shot does the unthinkable and wins the game that no one or very few people expect them to. So it is possible to achieve things and experience results even if we don't have expectations. And how does fear play into the idea of chasing results? It comes down to the idea of identity foreclosure. The fear that our identity will be changed based on some external result, the position we're in, or our title of authority, the amount of money we make, the number of games we win. Just remember, there are some fantastic human beings in the world who don't get the results they expect or want. And don't forget our quote from legendary college basketball coach Don Haskins we mentioned in yesterday's podcast. Quote, "Nobody takes something away from you that you don't give them," end quote. So is it really possible to do great things if we don't have any expectations and if we don't actively chase results? Let's look at an example. Let's say I'm trying to teach my daughter to ride a bike, and the result is that I want my daughter to be the best bike rider in the neighborhood. And my expectation is that she will learn to ride her bike independently in 1 week. So what happens when the circumstances change? After 3 or 4 days, she doesn't seem to be progressing like I think she should. And I see several other boys and girls her age in the neighborhood who are riding their bikes around the neighborhood independently. I start to get afraid that either I'm not a very good teacher or my daughter isn't going to be the best, and so that fear causes me to start driving her to learn by the end of the week. I start pushing her and don't care when she falls and bangs her knee. I tell her to suck it up and keep going. I threaten her and then try to bribe her with ice cream and a trip to the mall to buy clothes if she can learn to ride her bike. I do whatever it takes to get her to learn. And it works. By the end of the week, not only is she riding her bike, but she's passed up all the other kids. I stand in my driveway with my chest puffed out and beam that my daughter is the best bike rider in the neighborhood. But then I have a busy week the next week and I'm not able to get out there and push my daughter to ride her bike. And at the end of the next week, not only do I have to force her to go on a bike ride with me because she doesn't want to, but I find out that she's regressed and isn't riding around as effortlessly as the other kids in the neighborhood. I get frustrated because my status as the neighborhood's best bike riding teacher and father of the number one bike rider has gone down the drain. So what's the alternative? Operating out of faith and love is the alternative. And what does that look like? I don't have a set time of when she needs to learn her to ride her bike by, and I don't care what the other kids in the neighborhood are doing. I tell her that she just needs to do the best she can and get a little bit better each day. I tell her how much fun I had riding my bike as a kid and some of the cool trails I've ridden on and places I've gone on to ride my bike. I show her how riding her bike can give her the freedom to go places on her own and do things that she wants to do. I stay along beside her and let her decide when she's ready for me to start letting her go. When she falls down and hurts her knee, I show her all the progress that she's made and encourage her to keep getting better a little bit at a time. I tell her that no matter what happens, I'm proud of her for giving her best. She hasn't quite gotten the hang of it by the end of the week, but all weekend she keeps begging me to come out and help her, and by the end of the weekend she's got it. The whole next week when I come home from work, she's already out in the driveway, riding around, begging me to ride around the neighborhood with her. And as we ride around the streets, I puff my chest out and beam. Is she the best bike rider in the neighborhood? I have no idea. I'm too busy enjoying the journey. So how about you? What does your life look like when you operate based on fear, expectations, and circumstances? What does your life look like when you operate out of faith and love? Can you let go of your feelings of fear and outside conditions and focus on enjoying the journey from the inside out? I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that writing your own story is a process that occurs from the inside out. Living out of extrinsic motivations can help us achieve external results, and those can make us feel good in the short term. But extrinsic motivation can never fulfill us internally. So when we operate with intrinsic motivation, not only do we get better results in the long term, but we inspire others to operate out of love as well. And when we do achieve results, when we do receive external rewards, we appreciate what it took to get us to that point, and we're able to enjoy the journey. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's johnbarthbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.